Robert Mugabe, who ruled Zimbabwe for 37 years following the end of white minority rule, has died. He was 95 years old. Mugabe leaves behind a complicated legacy after years of increasingly autocratic rule. Residents in Lagos, Nigeria, had mixed reactions on Friday. Here's one resident.
He's passing away. It's really sad. Really sad in the sense that the position his profile ends up with is quite disturbing. You know, for a leader who have had so much time in office and only for him to end in such a, will I say, having so much negative retaliation. So it's quite disturbing.
Mugabe was initially hailed as a liberator of his country. As the years went on, however, he was often criticized for human rights abuses that included the beatings, torture, and killings of his political opponents. Former British Labour Minister and anti-apartheid campaigner Lord Peter Hain.
What was so tragic about Mugabe, and he is a case study in how somebody who can come to power amidst great hope and preaching noble ideals ends up betraying all those ideals of the freedom struggle and consigning his country to economic bankruptcy, to murdering and intimidating.
The military forced Mugabe to step down as Zimbabwe's leader in 2017. The African National Congress issued a statement mourning the death of Mugabe, who, it said, passes away having devoted his life to the service of his country and his people. The AP reports U.S. employers added a modest 130,000 jobs in August. More stories on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Hurricane Dorian weakened into a Category 1 hurricane Friday after already generating tornadoes and